This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University, like many universities across the country, is trying to recruit students with new and interesting opportunities, and one of those is an e-sports initiative. We thought we'd talk about that with Lori Stettler, who's the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at SIUC. Lori, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
So when we talk about e-sports, I've admittedly got a couple of young people at home at my house, and it's not what maybe those of us in my generation or even a little bit older would think about. This is not a huge active activity. What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, really what it comes down to is it's electronic sports or electronic games that are played together by a group of students, a group of people. And it's a big movement in the United States and across the world. The research shows that there's like 427 million people that participate in esports, and it's a $1.4 billion industry right now. And so as we talk to students and we ask them about what they're into and what they're engaged in on campus or in their lives, esports kept coming up. So our former chancellor and I got together and we started talking about how do we build an esports arena. And so we thought, well, let's take some space that we already have and let's repurpose it, refunction it. And so we're going to be moving into the space that's currently housed, that houses sustainability in the Student Center. For those of you out there who know where the Starbucks used to be when it first came to the Student Center, it's that space. We're gonna be able to just take out a back wall and then make it part of the bowling and billiards area so it can all be supervised by the same individual and we can move forward with this opportunity for students to compete and to play basically kind of video games in a not only with their peers here at SIU, but their peers across the world.
When you talk about, you know, esports, you're talking about anything from, I'm thinking of those popular games like the NBA games or Madden, NFL football, that sort of thing, in addition to some of the more fantasy games and things like that.
Absolutely. So it's those sporting games. It's a game called Fortnite that's really big. We just held Fortnite Friday in the Student Recreation Center and had a lot of students who came together to play and compete in that. And so there's no limit to the imagination with regard to where these games are going and the population that they serve.
And this will be ready for the students to utilize in the spring semester?
Absolutely. We are working on the space now, and it's happening across campus informally, but our space will open in January. So we're working with our plant services operation. We're working with a donor who will be providing some financial support to build out the space as well as to purchase the computers and the equipment.
This is all a part of what falls under your department, although it's even larger than that, but it gets to student life. How important is it when you talk to those students who are interested in coming to SIU and then those that are already here to have something outside of class that they can take part in?
It's absolutely important because we know that our students are engaged in the classroom, but that's just a small part of their day. So they need something that helps them build community, that helps them feel like they belong and that they're welcomed here on campus. And we know by the national studies and the surveys that we've done and the research we've done on campus that students who are involved in our campus, in our registered student organizations, and in the community are much more likely to matriculate and to graduate and to go out and be good ambassadors for the institution in the future.
When you get to student life, I know a lot of people talk about this millennial generation. I tell people all the time, I thought I'd be a lot older before I felt this old. But these new needs and new desires that the students have, how hard is it for a university to meet those needs? It seems like they change pretty quickly.
They do change pretty quickly. And our student affairs teams, whether it's housing, orientation, the student center, the rec center, student health, wellness, you know, we're focusing on resiliency. We're focusing on grit. We're focusing on what kind of programs and services do we offer that help students be successful inside and outside of the classroom. So it's everything from Saluki Cares that works with students who maybe have some kind of a crisis in their life. My grandma passed away and I really need to get home to Chicago quickly to be with my family. We work with students both from a crisis management level, but also from a standpoint of helping them find internships and externships. And our career services area is just booming with new technology and new ways to help students find jobs in this very multicultural world that we live in.
And just on maybe 30 seconds or so remaining, but it's almost the end of the semester for the students as they head out to fall break the week of Thanksgiving. What's life like for them as they come back and prepare for the end?
Well, you know, for many students, it might be the first time they've gone home for the semester. And if you're a new freshman, then that means that you're going home to maybe some different rules with mom and dad. And so there's some adjustment there. But coming back, that means that we're in high gear, gearing up for finals, making sure that everyone can successfully finish the semester and be ready to come back in the spring and hit the spring semester hard.
Lori Stettler is the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs. Lori, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Jennifer.